This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
All right, we need to talk about doggy damage. Is this the slowest news day we've ever had on the history of...
This is hard-hitting stuff.
Oh, this just in off the AP wire. A dog ate a couple's winning lottery ticket. Actually, two pup bandits. It was an $8 ticket.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
What? How is this news? Like, legitimately, this was in our news feed today. It's like, two pup bandits are identified as Alaskan Klee Kias named Apple and Jack. I don't know what any of that means.
Well, their names are Apple and Jack, and that's their breed.
What's an Alaskan Klee Kias? Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't. Is this even verifiable, though? How do they know that they were winning tickets?
Because I think they must have had a picture of the ticket or something. Or maybe the dogs pooped out enough of the ticket. Because you don't have to look at all the things. Like, if you're really lazy on scratch tickets, did you know this?
The numbers between, right?
Just at the very bottom of the ticket. So it's like you scratch and it's like match any one of these five numbers and win the prize selected or whatever. And like you can sit there and do that for like 10 minutes. Or there's a barcode at the very bottom.
Oh.
And at the vending machine that just sells a lottery tickets, you scratch it off and just go boop. And it's like not a winner.
Or right. Just tells you don't have to waste your time.
Or get that stupid dust all over. Like, I didn't even
emulsion,
think about it.
Silver.
Yes,
yeah,
it's that.
Whatever.
Like, it's everywhere. Around Christmas time, I give and get like 10 billion lottery tickets.
Oh.
And then I wonder, there's this thick energy. You can never wipe it up. It's like a...
I just wonder if they found a piece like after the dog had passed it.
I wonder
if the lottery worker was just like, I'll just give you $8.
Here's $8.
To get out of here.
Yep,
I trust you.
Yeah, they were able to put pieces together and discover that it was an $8 winner.
Ugh.
And the Oregon Lottery Commission decided to pay them off and give them the $8.
Rightfully so.
I don't know. How much of a... So when we've talked about doggy damage in the past and we want your doggy damage stories, I forget, how much of a bill do you have to have before the bank will give you another one?
That's...
do you have to have the whole serial number? Like, you can rip a bill kind of a lot.
Yes.
Because we've had people call and go like, my dog... Like, I got a $100 bill on my graduation card and my dog ate it.
I always heard it was 51% of the bill you needed to have.
Okay.
But I don't know how they determine that. Because that way you can't just split all your money. I've tried. You can't just split all your money in half. And
go into one bank and get it. Dog ate the other half. No, I think you have to have the whole serial number, though.
Okay.
You do? Okay.
I think so. Because they have to prove that it's an actual minted bill or whatever, and then they'll get you another one. And they don't care if it's taped up either.
Yeah.
Because have you ever had somebody give you a bill with tape on it? I'm like, dude, can I have a different one? Because like... I just feel weird at the gas station handing it back. It's like,
it bugs.
Yeah, nobody wants it. It's like somebody, like my friend has like $10,000 in $2 bills and he's constantly giving them to people. And it's like, nobody wants that. Because everybody thinks it's fake. What are we talking about?
Doggy damage.
That's right.
Even the dogs don't want to eat the $2 bills.
So if you've got a dog that has destroyed something like an $8 lottery ticket, it's got to be bigger than that. Your dog has to have done some actual damage. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059.
So I've gone through a lot of dogs, both like actual my dog type things, but then also fostering.
Yeah.
And when we got this dog, she had crazy anxiety and like chewed the deck, the window frames, the tables. There was one day where I got home. The entire couch was just ripped apart. My mom's a lawyer. All of her paperwork.
No!
Like, just wills and documents. Jeez. Just, you couldn't see an inch of carpet because everything was chewed up.
Dang.
Do dogs sometimes, because I've heard of this, is that retaliation?
I don't know.
Because, like, sometimes, like, I think Moxie has two things. Moxie has anxiety. So the first time we left her alone in the house, she tried to claw and, like, look outside, and she took out a $2,000 plantation chug. Like, big enough chunks of wood off of it that it's, like, cannot be repaired. But then there are other times where she knows exactly where we are, and I think it's retaliatory. Like, she'll jump up on the bed and poop.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, hey, this isn't my bed.
Right.
But you're going to have a tough time sleeping. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
A little nerd.
Are you sure she hasn't seen you doing that at all and gone, oh,
I am not.
I want to follow the rules of the house.
We can poop inside.
And I'll never forget, I tell it all the time, but Mojo dug up a good portion of the sprinklers for me. Because he could hear, in his defense, he could hear the water running through the, and he was like, just kept digging and trying to figure out where the sound came from. And I, like, he just came to me with like a 5-foot section of the black.
I got this for you.
He was so happy. He was like,
all proud.
You know how hard this was.
I have two chihuahuas, and they're from the same litter. So they've been together their whole lives, and they sleep together in a cage. So, like, that's where they're comfortable, with a blanket over it. And one time I opened the cage one morning, and one of them had severe diarrhea on the other one. The one was covered, so I had to deal with all that. Then I was running late, so I left for work. And when my wife got home, I had not quite cleaned it up as well as I thought I had. I didn't move the cage. There was still, it was a huge mess.
And they're the worst thing in the world is dog's diarrhea. Yeah. We don't have to get, it's hot.
Yeah.
It has like a hot smell to it.
Yeah. They kind of, one was the alpha, and then after that, they kind of switched. okay.
Who's the alpha now? Yeah. I remember when another Mojo story, we had just bought a brand new area rug.
That's right.
And Mojo got sick. I have hardwood floors everywhere.
Oh.
And he walked specifically to the area rug and walked around the coffee table in circles, while leaving the hot diarrhea trail.
No.
And it wasn't a regular, like, flat area rug. It was like a shaggy one.
Oh, texture.
It all got embedded. And he's grinding it.
That feels retaliatory.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
He did not feel good. He could have pooped literally anywhere, but he chose the 8 square feet to do the most damage.
Did you guys see the dog that broke into the zoo, like, with the gorillas?
No.
Did he do damage, or he just got the gorillas all riled up?
They were like chasing him. I think everyone was okay. But
how's a dog break into a zoo?
Into a zoo and then into the habitat.
You're right.
It doesn't have opposable thumbs.
I don't know.
He went to gloat. But look at me out here. What are you going to do? I'm free.
Who's the
alpha? It's a silverback. All right. So if you've had some doggy damage done to you, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Dogs are great.
Yeah.
Until they're not.
Yeah, doggy damage.
You want to hear how they screwed up your house, your life? Amanda?
Yay.
Doggy damage, what happened?
So I was dog sitting a Great Dane, and the family was gone for like a week, and I told them, I have work, I'll be gone. They're like, oh, the dog's fine. Well, I get home the first day. The entire upstairs carpet has been ripped to shreds.
Get out.
A Great Dane. That dog's like 100 and some pounds, right?
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like a one-year-old, too, and I sent them pictures, and I'm like, I don't know what I should do. And they're like, well, I guess we get new carpet.
They weren't mad at you, though, right? It's not your fault.
No. Yeah, no, they weren't mad at me. Like, I mean, I tried grabbing pieces and, like, putting it in trash bags. Then I kept sending them update pictures because, like, every day it was, like, progressively worse.
But you had to keep leaving the dog every single day. So it just did more and more and more damage.
Yeah, and they knew that. And I was like, do you want me to, like, come home more? And they're like, it's fine. It's already happened. And I was just like, all right, I'll just send you pictures.
Oh, my God.
New Berber for everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is awful. Thank you for the call. Remember we had a boss where it ate he got a new mattress?
Yes.
Got a boxer and it ate like half the mattress.
Yes.
How do they survive?
Right.
Madison?
Yai.
Doggy damage. What do you got?
At my mother's house, my dog completely ran into the screen door and now it's completely gone.
Mojo's done that more than once when he was alive. He would run into it with such force that he literally bent the entire frame because he just doesn't see it. It's like he can smell that there's a squirrel or something outside. And he just goes running at full clip and it stops him dead in their tracks. It's kind of, so you just not have a screen door anymore?
Yes, it's completely gone. My mother has a picture of it. He's like stuck in it and everything. No more.
No more screen doors for you guys. Thank you for the call, Madison. Shelby.
Hi.
Doggy damage, what do you got?
So my friend was babysitting my dog when he was a puppy, and he escaped from his kennel and chewed up her last momentum of her mother that had passed away. It was like a 20s flapper dress.
Yes.
It was the last memory, the last tangible thing she had, and my dog destroyed it.
You don't leave that.
You're right.
I'm sorry. It's like,
you're right.
Hey, I've got my Honus Wagner Mint Jam 10 card. I'll just set it next to the doggy kennel and just meander away. What are you talking about?
There is. You're right.
You just don't leave priceless. I'm not trying to blame your friend, but I'm blaming your friend a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This hot water heater leaks. I think I'll leave my Monet leaned against it.
It was awful.
Thank you for the call, Shelby.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah,
there's a certain point where it's on you.
Yeah.
Like, you don't... Yeah, we just rubbed hamburger all over the carpet. I can't figure out why the dog went nuts. Steven?
Yai.
Doggy damage. What do you got?
All right, my brother's a hunter. A couple of years ago, he shot an 8-point buck. I think that's what you call it.
Okay.
He wanted a taxidermy mount that had himself, so he did the whole process till he got it down to just the skull and the antlers. He left to run some errands. While everyone was gone, our pit bull jumped up on the counter and ate the skull.
No.
Fresh meat.
Ate the skull.
He went to run some errands. I got home. My brother was running after this dog, trying to, like, yell at it, and... It was hilarious because I'm a vegetarian, so I found it
hilarious. You're like, I don't care. That's less for me. I mean, the antlers were probably still intact, but he wanted the whole head and the whole thing. Yeah.
He was not my, according to my brother, he found the Maggie, the pit bull, gnawing on the antler bones, but the skull itself was gone.
They wanted to mount the pit bull.
Yeah. Well, we mount that instead, I guess. Thank you, Stephen. Lulu.
Yes.
Doggy damage. What do you got?
Doggy damage. It's funny that you guys had the show today because my son called me crying.
Uh-oh.
The dog climbed up on top of the kitchen table while everybody was gone and grabbed his brand new Yeezys and chewed them up.
His brand new what? A
pair of Yeezys, tennis shoes for school.
Oh.
Yeah.
How much?
Isn't that horrible?
How much has this dog cost you?
About $2,500, and he only costed $400 to adopt.
Yeah, you guys are good at business.
Yeah, this isn't in the dictionary. It's under bad investment.
Two pairs of earbuds. He has been a very bad investment. In fact,
earbuds are cheap.
No.
Even the cheap ones are like $150.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe you need to stop leaving stuff in. Thank you, Lulu. It's been lovely. Krista.
Yay.
Doggy damage. What do you got?
So my dog Reno, I left him to go to work and he was retaliating and he left a trail of poop all over and even pooped on my dresser. He he was definitely making it a point that he was mad.
Hold on, he got onto the dresser and pooped.
Yeah, like he had to lift his butt up onto there. He had to like actually try.
You gotta respect that.
Parkour pooped. Yeah. Oh, I like this dog. We want to meet him.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.